today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Salamu alaikum, dear listeners, ladies and gentlemen. And thank you very much for joining us on IRIB English Radio and this episode of today's special. We're speaking about poverty in Islam. Today, Thursday, is the 9th of Rabiul Awwal, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 14th of May, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 6th of October, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is Chapter Baqarah, verse 276.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. يمحق الله الربا ويربي الصدقات والله لا يحب كل كفار أثيم.
Allah destroys interest and gives increase for charities, and Allah does not like every sinning disbeliever.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
This verse admonishes that though a usurer takes interest from others in order to compile wealth, Allah seizes the abundance and good results that He expects from the grass of wealth gained through usury. The property resulted from usury may not necessarily be obliterated itself, but the goals which are considered from compiling wealth fail. In the course of usury, there is no love, happiness, or security, so that many a rich person can gain no sort of comfort, peace, or amiability from their wealth. On the contrary, in the regulations where there is charity or donation and good loan, people enjoy of many favors.
Everything I have, everything I own, everything I eat is thanks to you. Every breath I take, every bird I hear, every smile I see is thanks to you.
We're speaking about poverty in the view of Islam. The reason and causes of poverty are various. Poverty might be a pure test from Allah, and it might be a punishment for some sins, and it could result due to unemployment. It might also be due to a given group of people looting or exerting a monopoly on the money, public treasury, and preventing others from it. There are many other reasons. Poverty has had consequences. It could lead to many bad social and moral circumstances, like the spread of insecurity, crisis, theft, armed robbery, kidnapping, ethnic crisis, bribery, and corruption, and so forth. The poor hating the rich is yet another consequence of poverty.
Thank you.
Sheikh Rouhani.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Dear and respected brothers and sisters, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Poverty is one of the very significant and at the same time challenging subject and topic that can be discussed from different perspectives. First, we should teach our people how to tolerate problems, challenges, difficulties, hardships, so that they become able to solve their problems, to get a better life in terms of economy and in terms of spirituality and religious kind of teachings and doctrines as well. So this is the first step. I think from the perspective of Islam, this is a very important lesson that we must take from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi. Secondly, once you become strong enough to tolerate hardships and challenges and difficulties in your life, then of course you can go forward and you can step forward to solve your problems and to achieve a better life, to identify better chances, better situations, to pursue a better kind of models and ways and solutions in your life. This is what we see practically in the history of Islam. While in those beginning days of Islam, the Prophet and the companions of the Prophet, they were the poorest people in Mecca. Because the people like Abu Sufyan, Abu Sufyan was a very rich person. And he had lots of camels, lots of properties, facilities. Not only Abu Sufyan, Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab, and the other tribal figures, they were rich enough to do whatever they wanted to do with the Prophet and with the companions. But because of this strengthness of Prophet and the companions, spiritually and mentally, these companions were able to face these problems and finally to conquer, to succeed. This is what we should take from the Prophet's life and from the companions' life.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun, shining with light. Be like a rose, spreading its fragrance in every part.
Today's special.
Be like the earth, humble and wise. Be like the rain, pouring all your love to every
From among the means prescribed by Islam to solve poverty is this prohibition on riba, usury, gambling, and deceit in selling. Allah says, of course, the interpretation of the meaning is, O you who believe, fear Allah and give up what remains due to you from riba from now onward, if you are really believers. It was narrated that the Messenger of Allah passed by a pile of foodstuff. He put his hand in it and found that it had gotten wet. He said, What is this, O seller of the foodstuff? He said, It got rained on, O the Messenger of Allah. He said, Why don't you put it on top of the food so that the people can see it? Whoever deceives people does not belong to me. That is because if these things are done and become widespread among people, it means that some are taking people's wealth unlawfully and people may lose all their wealth because of them. Hence, the text clearly forbid them.
You're the reason my life's worth living. You're the reason I'm alive. Without you, you're the reason that I strive. You're my destiny. You're my revenue.
Now we go for tips of our infallible imams for helping the poor and needy. One of them is establishing a zakat committee. How can Muslims pay their zakat in their local communities to benefit the poor and needy if there is no structure to distribute the contribution to those who need it? Establish a zakat committee at your mosque, masjid, or Islamic center, which will take care of collecting and distributing zakat. Don't forget to be careful in distributing the zakat. Make sure you are not giving only to those people you know personally who are in need, or even worse, only those people who are part of your ethnic group. Remember that there are those who are the poor and needy from all backgrounds, and they have a right to zakat money too. There are also those who don't make their neediness and poverty obvious, so they need to be discreetly sought out and given zakat money.
Allah says, oh, you people, every one of you, every single one of you has been created by me are indeed poor. And I am the wealthy. That is why Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen says to Jabir in one of his admonishments to him, Jabir ibn Abdullah al-Ansari, to Imam Hassan, he says, show your independence to what people have and own. Meaning, show your sovereignty to them. When you deal with people, show them you don't need them. Don't act in a way where it shows people that this guy needs me. This guy needs my money. This guy needs my wealth. This guy is in need of my position. No, deal with them, whoever there may be, in a state of sovereignty and independence. Listen, I don't need you. I need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a funny story, Buhlul once went to one of the khulafa. And he said to him, he actually has two beautiful stories. I'm going to share them both. So Buhlul was sitting in front of the palace of the king, or the khalifa, so-called khalifa. And he says, Allahumma rizqni min rizqika al-halal. Oh Allah, give me. A poet came and he said to him, Buhlul, you're sitting right in front of this king's palace. Go in and ask him, he'll give you. So he says, Buhlul says to the poet, why are you here? He says, because I have prepared a poem for the king. I'm going to read it to him, and he's going to give me. So Buhlul says, okay, why don't you do that? I'm going to be here waiting for Allah to give me. So the poet went, and he had prepared a beautiful poem. He read it for the king. The king did something really weird. He gave the poet a chicken, a barbecue chicken. So the poet, he couldn't tell the king, you know, why did you give me a barbecue chicken? What am I going to do with this? I came for money. Because you would have gotten killed. So he took the chicken. He came out and he said, Buhlul, you're so lucky. I don't need the barbecue chicken. You can have this. So Buhlul began to eat the chicken. And apparently this king liked surprises. So he had stuffed the chicken with golden coins. So Buhlul ate the chicken and took the golden coins.
Brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special. Inshallah, we learn about Islamic views on poverty more on the next episode of today's special, tomorrow, inshallah. Thank you for joining us. We leave you in Allah's protection and fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allah Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami. La ilaha illallah, Allah Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami.